You can get in touch anytime if you know a local business that's innovating, doing something a bit different and still tire trading in these difficult times.
Well, Tara, this is a new innovative business we'd like to plug, Shopping Angels Australia. The world needs more angels at the moment. And what are you doing to help the community?
So Shopping Angels matches volunteer angels with those in the community who are impacted by COVID-19, whether that's those in self-isolation or elderly people who don't want to leave their house, or those who have health conditions that also means they don't want to leave their house.
So what do you do? You take a, now I know it says Shopping Angels, but do you get a list from them, then you go and get their goods and come back? How does all this work? Because it's a great initiative.
Yeah, so whenever we have a request from someone who needs assistance, we'll give them a call, have a chat to them and find out what they need, and then we'll match them with a volunteer in their area. So most of the time, as you said, they need assistance purchasing groceries, so then they'll send a list to the volunteer, they'll purchase the groceries as per the list, and then the volunteer will deliver them. Otherwise, sometimes all they need help with is picking up a click and collect order, for example. So it depends on what the person needs assistance with.
Can you nominate someone? Because I know my parents are extremely stubborn. They're in their 80s. I have friends, I have neighbours that are stubborn people that think they can do it themselves and maybe flout the rules. Can you nominate?
Yes, you most definitely can.
Yeah, I was going to nominate my wife. She can never get a shopping list right that I want, because she can never get the right products and the right
brand. Go out yourself.
No, I'm bunkered down. I don't want to get sick. But why did you start this? Because you've had corona yourself.
Yes, I have. As someone with COVID-19, I completely understand the frustration of not being able to leave my house and not be able to purchase my own groceries. So I've been relying on my friends to drop off grocery deliveries. And so I know there's a lot of people like me who are facing similar frustrations, so it's great to be able to help out other people in those situations.
Well, it's beautiful that you're giving back. Can we ask about the COVID, if it's not too personal, how you're
sure.
coping with it? Or how did you get it? Have you got a word of warning for other Aussies?
Well, I was one of those people who was travelling overseas. And while I was overseas, I went to about 7 countries. So, I most definitely contracted it overseas, and then when it came back, I wasn't feeling too well, so I got tested. However, I've been one of the lucky ones who've only had mild symptoms, so it hasn't been too bad for me, which is lucky, but I know that there's other people who aren't in the same boat.
Well, there's a lot of younger people that are getting the severe symptoms as well, so yes, you absolutely are one of the lucky ones.
I am, yes, and I'm due for release on Tuesday, hopefully, so that would be great.
We know how hard it is in isolation because, you know, we've been doing it voluntary, like we want all Australians to do it, but you know, having COVID-19, do people, like, look at you differently? Like, because it's such a big topic at the moment.
I think it's a bit of both. I think some people you almost feel like a little bit of judgment from, and a little bit of, you can tell they're being quite anxious.
Yeah.
And obviously I haven't even left the house yet, so I'm sure I'll find out more once I leave outside. But just the people I've been talking to while in self-isolation, you can tell that they're quite worried to interact with me even once I leave. But then you have the flip side of the doctors are saying that it's pretty much extremely unlikely that I'll be able to contract it again. And so, in theory, when I go outside, I won't be as much of a risk as someone else might be. Mm. So I sort of have that flip side where people seem to be almost more willing to hang out with me than other people because I've already had it. So it's sort of a bit of both.
I think we'll know more as we find out. Apparently, a lot of people who have had it in Wuhan are going through their second round of it, but that's a whole other story. But we just want to focus on your incredible work that you do in the society at the moment for those who really need it in your own, you know, isolation as well. We take our hats off to you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.